another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
There we are. It's the Swap Meet here, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market, 720 WGN. This, of course, our segment with Greg, at Two-Page Picker, at both Facebook and Twitter, where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. See if it's worth anything. Good to see you, Greg. How are you?
Great. Good to see you, Justin.
So how was this week? I mean, was it a good week?
It was a good week. Awesome weather all weekend out at Wolf's. Met a couple guys that listened to the show, Tom and Jay. So hi to them.
All right, Tom and Jay.
Yeah, and always fun. Perfect weather, though. High 70s. Can't beat it.
You can't beat it. It's probably good. And what we've kind of been joking about when we do the promos for the segment and all this, just the idea that before you make that choice to put that one item that your kids played with or the one thing you bought on a whim that you're not sure if it's worth anything anymore in the 25-cent and under bin at the garage sale,
call us. Right. Call us or look it up.
It may be worth $5.
That's right.
Instead of 25 cents.
Right.
Greg, what do you got this week?
Brought all kinds of stuff. Went on the small side with the Bears poster, but it is double duty. It's a poster and a puzzle.
What?
400-piece puzzle.
As if you've been listening to the swap meet,
right,
you know
the weekly poster.
He brings a weekly Bears poster as we get ready for the season.
Yep.
All right, this is a poster puzzle.
Yes, it's 1988 Starline. They made them for a lot of the different teams. I've seen the Joe Montana one, San Francisco, and stuff like that. But this one is the poster is the same as the puzzle behind it. So you take that puzzle part off, you have a poster.
So who are we talking about here?
Okay, we've got McMahon. Yeah, we got McMahon, Singletary, Anderson.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is
88.
This is a post-Walter environment here.
Yep. And then
I don't like it. It's not worth as much.
Right. It's not worth it.
Neil Anderson. No.
Yeah,
thanks. Next.
Got, Hampton and Dent. Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, they go for $25 to $40, and it's not a bad find if you get it for a dollar at a garage sale. So.
When you start putting Donnell Wolford on there, you're like, next.
Right. Yeah, next.
Lemuel Stinson makes the poster.
Right.
Next.
Yep.
All right, what else you
they
got?
They don't do the puzzle, they just do the poster.
That's right.
Yeah, and, you know, 40th anniversary Elvis death, so I brought some Elvis stuff. And something
yes,
cool
is.
I did find, it's not worth a lot, but I found a really old postcard of the Aragon Ballroom.
Oh.
And I thought that was kind of neat.
And the Elvis stuff, that's right, because my birthday is on, I always thought that Elvis had died on my birthday, which is the 15th, but he died today, the 16th.
Right.
So I feel like I got bad intel from my dad for the last 30 years. Before Google.
Right.
So you'd essentially be like, hey, happy birthday. It's the day Elvis died. No, thanks, Dad.
I wonder what he's trying to do there, but at least you can correct him on it now. And I brought my bear soap on the rope.
Sure you did.
And Bear Down Chicago Bears bottle opener.
I love it.
Yeah.
Got a lot of good Bears stuff.
Yeah.
And then
I
love, in honor of my recent visit to the Wisconsin Dells,
you have brought a
sack full of Wisconsin Dells posters and pamphlets,
all that. I collect, obviously, a lot of souvenir stuff. I collect anything Great America, Wisconsin Dells, Santa's Village, you know, stuff
it's
like that.
Amazing to
and
see that.
I, you know, heard you talking about it, and it was great that, you know, you got to go on your birthday there, so I thought you might want to look through some of that. And, you know, you got the House on the Rock.
Yeah.
You've got
the Ducks.
I don't know if that's Xanadu Foam, this one here.
I didn't see the foam.
Foam house.
I was looking for the foam house. I think that was like the future house, or maybe that was all that stuff. I didn't see it, but not say it's not there.
Yeah,
because they have. It's just like Vegas, where it's like the newer area of the Dells is closer to the highway.
Yeah, and plus a lot of stuff so off the beaten path.
Yeah, if you go closer down by, I guess the lake.
Yeah.
You get more of the old timey.
Yeah, but I got Tommy Bartlett Waters. Show all the
for a
stuff
dime
like
you can have as much cotton candy as you'd like.
Yep.
I think it's that kind of stuff.
But I've only had the pleasure once going there back in early 2000s, so I need to go back.
Let me act like I know everything about the Dells. You're gonna love it, Greg.
Bring it.
That's all I got. There's a Ponderosa Steakhouse. That's the only thing I was
man.
Like, what?
All right.
I almost passed up on
with the salad bar and everything.
Yeah. I had to try Ponderosa.
Oh, well, I'm glad you didn't do that.
And as I said at the beginning of the show, I went to Ishnala, who's one of our sponsors. I read their stuff all the time. Mostly because it's like, I want to see what this is about. Yep. Loved it.
Like Pete said, it sounds awesome. It's like, who wouldn't want to go there? So.
It's awesome. And I'm not just saying that because they're sponsors. It was awesome.
Right.
312-981-7200. Greg Flam's in studio. As I was mentioning a little bit earlier in the show, I have a couple of Mayor Daley, M. Daley, not J.
Right.
Posters that I found. Mike, the guy who was running the Gallery Cabaret back in the day in Bucktown, a bar, we would do a lot of jokes and comedy shows, local Chicago stuff, upstairs in the gallery. And one time I was there, and he's like, hey, come on downstairs. I want to show you something. Not always a good start to the story, right? Okay. And so you go down there in the basement of the Gallery Cabaret, and he goes over to the stack of posters, and it's all Mayor Daley, like when he was a candidate running. So right. It said, like, Richard M. Daley for mayor. And I think it was 1983. And there was a star picture, you know.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. And I have bumper stickers or, like, that kind of size. Yeah. I have the full kind of 8x11s. Yeah. I have, like, 10 or 11 of these things.
You know, I looked that up, and oddly, I'm not finding anything. But that is something I would priceless. I would grab if I was in a state sale, a poster, bumper sticker.
How much do you think I can get for that?
The poster, I'm thinking you should be able to get at least 30 to 50 for
I'm
it.
I'm not going to sell it.
Yeah, the bumper sticker
it's
maybe
in terrible
eight.
Condition. Yeah. No, it's not. It's actually in great condition.
It's one of the great.
No, I feel I accidentally came across this stuff, and I was like, this is what I'm talking about with the swap meet.
Don't throw it away, though.
I want more of that kind of like old posters from Mayor Richard M. Daley posters.
Yep.
If you get a hold of his Indiana Jones hat on top of it, right. now we're in business.
Right.
312-981-7200. We already got people on the line. George, we got some texts that are coming in as well. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back, and we will continue the swap meet with Greg Flam tonight here on WGN Radio. All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing the swap meet. Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. All right, let's get to it tonight. Let's start with Bob. Bob, welcome to the swap meet. Bob, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Hi, good evening. I have a game-used Eddie Belfort hockey stick that he was actually using during practice and shot a puck into the stands and knocked my mom's teeth out, and he signed it and gave it to her. That says, best wishes or... sorry, Eddie Belfort, speedy recovery.
He didn't put the number of his dentist or anything on there for her? Wow.
I'm sorry?
He didn't put the number of his dentist or anything on there?
No. He did put his jersey number on it.
So let me get this straight. Belfort is did you say it was during practice?
It was during the pregame warm-ups.
Wow. Oh, right.
And as they were skating off the ice, they would shoot the pucks into the ice or into the stands.
Oh,
and
wow.
He actually did it and knocked my mom's teeth out, put her in the hospital.
That's wild.
Seems like it might be one of those things where you may not want to. Maybe that's when they stopped that tradition, right?
It's possible.
It's possible.
I think after that.
Ugh. Oh well. Anyway, what's a signed hockey puck that broke your mom's teeth worth?
The stick.
No, it's not a hockey puck.
Stick.
It's his actual stick.
His stick. Yeah. Sorry, sir.
Well, recently back in May or June, one sold for $327 game use stick signed. There's a couple on there now. They're asking upwards of five and a quarter.
I think you should ask for five and say, I'll tell you the story, too.
You're right. Now, we want to keep it. It's just a funny story.
Yeah, it's a good story. I like it.
We have the get well card and everything with it.
Wow, there that's awesome. Awesome
right.
story.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
That's how you do swap meet right there.
That's a story.
Knock my mom's teeth out.
Right.
How much is it worth? George, what do you want to brag about, George?
Well, I don't know if it's brag-worthy. I'm not sure yet. But I inherited pretty much everything that was in the attic that no one wanted to climb up there and get. So,
right, that's how it always works.
That's a good start.
Yeah, they grabbed all what they wanted and left the attic for me. So I brought all the boxes down, and I have like over 800 little, they're ranging from figurines to like medium pumpkin size, like, I don't know if they're porcelain or something, but it's like Capo Di Monte or that, it's that brand, but it's like a bunch of figurines and like figures, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it looks like glass.
Of what? Just like of like fancy,
like
British people?
Horses,
yeah, that's usually various stuff. Yeah.
Plates.
Yeah, it's usually that's various. Do you happen to have a brand or notice any brands on any of them?
I don't know. You know, I don't. Well, what does that mean? That word, the Capodimonte.
It basically just means like little knickknacks, stuff like that. You know, it's
okay.
Just kind of.
I don't know. There were some like I looked at some online, and like there was one that was made that I saw online that I couldn't appraise it because from what they, you know, I don't know how, what they go for, but it was like the Last Supper, and it looked like it went for a pretty penny on eBay, but that's just eBay.
I mean, some of that stuff can be thousands of dollars, so it's kind of just a matter of knowing, you know.
I'm not even sure. I just know that they're almost 100 years old.
Okay.
I know that some of them are from the like early 1900s, some of them from the late 1800s, some from 1920. Wow.
Yeah, if you want to shoot a couple pictures to the Facebook page, I'd be happy to look those up for you, or if you can text it to us while we're on the air now.
Yeah, 312-91-7200. Just take a picture and we'll look at it.
Okay.
All right.
You guys know if I happen to be dead tomorrow, then you know it was my wife because she's listening to this conversation.
Right. There you go. Awesome. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, George.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right.
There
thanks.
You go. We'll see if that's worth something. 312-981-7200. All right. I got some texts for you as well. Ready?
Okay.
I think we had this one last week or close to framed golf balls signed by Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, we had that.
Including the photo of the green jacket ceremony during the 1984 Masters.
Yep.
I think we had that, but we didn't get to that one last week.
Yeah, I'm trying to see in my notes.
So
here.
Framed golf balls signed by Palmer and Nicklaus.
Eh. Yeah, I never got a price on that for them. But I'm going to guess probably $200 to $300 if they're framed and you have the signatures.
Golf balls are a big thing? Like if you get their signatures?
Yeah, it's all how you present it and if you have the authenticity, you know, something to back it up.
708 says, I got the last copy of the Chicago Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
So long, Chicago. That's the issue. What do you think it's worth?
One just sold for a total of $5.
What?
That's shipped. So
you know what?
$3.
I'm done with this. I'm done with society based on the fact that you're like, these little porcelain figures
right.
are worth thousands of dollars. It's
right.
a little horse. It's a horse and a ballerina, and
yep.
I think it's porcelain. Then you're like, I have the last copy of the Chicago Daily News, which would have been what, 1970s, 60s?
It just sold for like a dollar something plus shipping.
It sold for a dollar.
Yep. There's no justice.
No justice. That's ridiculous.
Yep. Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm angry. All right. 708 says, Justin, don't feel bad about the Ponderosa and the Dells. You pay more for the salad bar than you do the steak. All right. Well, I wasn't feeling bad about it, but thanks for the update. That's good. We should do Wisconsin Dell Ponderosa reviews
right.
next hour.
Mm-hmm.
773 wants to know, Greg, what's your location?
I'm usually on the west side of the arena. They have like double letters, like double M, double K, double N. So I'm usually in one of those three rows, probably halfway to the tollway, 90, I guess that would be. So
okay.
if you find the screen that promotes all the concerts, kind of in between the arena and that sign, halfway between there.
Okay.
And I usually have a couple bins of records. That's kind of
how... You're a records guy, right?
Yeah, some records. Not a lot, but a lot of Hawaiian records.
630 says, just bought a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle collector pins
wow.
in blister packs.
Mm.
Is there something really wrong with me?
Well, if they're still sealed, at least you're good there.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay. Let's see. Trying to get you here.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle collector pins in blister packs. What's a blister pack?
How they shrink the plastic around it. It's not as thin as a like a shrink wrap for a record,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of a plastic molded, you know, pack. You kind of got to cut it open with scissors.
Oh,
we
okay,
always
yeah.
cut our hand open doing that.
That's a blister.
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're between 10 and 50. I'm trying to see if any have actually sold recently. And that would be... Yeah, still in about the $10 to $20 range recently.
All right.
So
that's not bad. All right, we got some more coming in here. 312-981-7200. 708 says Olympic torch used during the 2006 Winter Olympics. A baseball signed by the Dodgers. Mint conditions of Mad Magazine. What do you got? 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We'll take a quick break. And we will get to the second half of the swap meet. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Yes, let's do it.
At DuPage Picker, both at Facebook and Twitter, 312-981-7200. We are excited for the second half of the Swap Meet. Why don't we go right to the phones? Let's go to Dan. Dan, what do you want to brag about, Dan?
Hello. Do you cover coins?
Sure. What do
sure,
we got?
We could try that.
1943 Lincoln Head penny.
Okay.
S mint. The internet claims $4,000.
Wait. Okay. Lincoln Head penny. Aren't they all Lincoln Head pennies?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
During the war, they.
Yeah, I get the year 80. The and the idea of it being not copper. The idea of it being steel,
yeah,
that's a big
steel.
Deal.
Yeah, we had a steel one last week.
Yeah, but the Colin. Idea of a Lincoln Head, isn't that always? I'm trying to think of, like, there's some special ones that were...
Yeah,
oops,
no, yeah.
Roosevelt on it. We're so sorry.
let's see. The highest price finding.
Yeah, what do you got on that? 4,000, yeah. He said? 4,000?
Someone sold them for a best offer. They were asking 2,600, and they accepted a best offer, but I don't have the actual.
But still, that's pretty good, like in that area.
Yeah, there's some other ones, $400, $350, $350. So
anywhere okay. from.
If you're mint and you have it, you know, graded, that could change.
Yeah, it's in good condition.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. I would assume you're in the $200 to $400 range then.
There you go.
Where's the best place to shop that? Not at a pawn
You could
shop.
Get opinions. Yeah, I wouldn't go to a pawn shop with that. I'd go to, just coin stores and get, maybe not sell it to them, but get their opinion of it. I'd get a couple different ones and then see if their opinion is that you should send it out to get graded.
Okay.
If it's worth that.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thanks,
good
Dan.
Luck.
Appreciate that. 312-981-7200. Oh, Michael's got who? I got to go to Michael just because I love this stuff. Michael, what do you want to brag about, Michael?
Hey, how's it going? I got a bunch of Hot Wheels.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
But I took them out of the package, but they're not.
You're hanging out with Justin, played, right?
But they're not played with.
Okay.
What do you mean you took them out of the package and you didn't play with them? You played with them.
Yeah.
No, they're on my shelf. I got a whole shelf of them.
Well, right away, since you took them out of the package, that hurts right there. But would you know what year or any of the model or car names?
Oh, like Barracuda, a lot of Mopar,
okay.
a lot of Dodge Chargers.
What a year?
In any year?
Between the 80s.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You can mix yours with mine, and we'd have a killer dollar and under bin at the garage sale.
Yeah, keep some guys busy poking through that shoebox of them.
I like that stuff.
Yeah, that's.
But I want to ask Greg. I'm a model freak,
okay.
Like hot rod models.
Yeah, there you go, hot rod models. Yep. Are they in the box still, or did you actually assemble them?
No. I'm talking about like going to like Gray's Lake or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Yeah, and you can find loads of those at Wolf's as well. And I buy and sell those. I try to only buy. I don't sell that much. I only try to buy them, though, when they're still in the shrink wrap because you never know.
But,
as soon as that box is open, they're missing a windshield or something.
Is there a lot of dealers around that sell it?
Yeah, I mean, you'll find a few at Wolf's.
Check it out at Wolf's, yeah.
Yeah, you know, ask around there. There's guys that have literally 50 to 100.
I'm going up there. I'm going up, Michael, in like 2 weeks. Meet me up there.
Oh, because remember, Gray's Lake used to have the car show all the time for car parts.
Yeah, but anything hot rod sells. If you got hot rod magazines, models, t-shirts,
actual hot rods,
yeah. But yeah, hot rod, there's actually comic books about hot rods that do fairly well.
But my Hot Wheels just hang on to them, huh?
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, because I think loose they're not going to be worth that much. If you want to shoot some pictures with actual car names, I can look them up for you.
All right, thanks. All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. All right,
bye-bye. I tried with my son. You know, he's got some Matchbox or I think probably Matchbox over Hot Wheels at this point.
Yeah, they make both.
And, I had this game when I was a kid. I could tell how much a loner I was where I would, like, line them up like NASCAR and I'd just race them myself. I'd, like, push one and push the next one and push the next one and just have, like, a whole narrate.
Right.
And I recognized this, Greg, that I had like one of those, like almost a circular kind of rugs in, when I was a kid, like in Wonder Lake, and that was a perfect racetrack. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Okay.
But the my son's cars, they don't take the turn the same way that the old steel Wonders, the Matchbox and the Hot Wheels of the 80s. Yeah. That was a little bit more steel. Like you could turn, they were in it. These
and I'll tell you,
plastic
the,
garbage.
The geek in me, if you look at like 70s and 80s Hot Wheels, they had more of a spring to it, like a bounce, where the newer ones now don't seem to have that. So I think that's why it kind of hugged the curve on your rug.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what
because
it was.
It had more flexibility.
Oh, and the lead paint.
Right. You can't beat that.
Can't beat it.
Right.
708 said, Justin, at one time there was an Indian head penny. They were then switched to Lincoln heads somewhere around 1900. Okay. Hence, collectors still use the phrase Lincoln head. Thank you for that.
Thanks. Download Nation.
Thank you, 708. There you go. I didn't know that. I that makes total sense.
Yep.
Let's see. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt's got some art. Art, what do you got? Kurt, what do you want to brag about?
I have a unique piece of art. It's a Victorian death art piece. It is it's an old photo, obviously, and black and white. It was taken of a child who had passed away, and there's a picture where you can kind of just see the head, and there's also like it must have been like his baby blanket that's under the glass as well with the photograph, and then they must have cut some of the hair off and they placed it where the hair would be on the photograph where the hair would have been on the child in life.
Yeah, and it sounds macabre and all that, but back in the day, you know, usually a funeral is when, you know, people could only gather, you know, get everyone together.
Yeah,
for
right.
And that's why they would actually take pictures, you know, of the deceased. So I just heard about that, in fact, this week. But, some of that, I see some going for about $60, but it's art, so... It could, you know, be $10. It could be $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's all a matter of what someone will pay for that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Kurt.
Sure.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Let's do this. Let's take a break. I've got Joe on the line. I got some others. I've got a ton of texts we got to get to with pictures as well. Hawaiian ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Also, one of my favorites coming up here after the break, an unopened bottle of Prussian colic killer. From the Prussian Remedy Company. Mm-hmm. It claims it contains ether and chloroform. It was meant to be used on horses. If that's not a promo for what's coming up after the break, I don't know what is. Yeah. Swap me, 312-981-7200. Stay with us. All right, back at the swap meet here, 312-981-7200. The Cubs won tonight in walk-off fashion.
Nice.
There you go. They got to do that. They got to beat the bad teams. All right, 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm here at Two-Page Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Brock. Brock, what do you want to brag about, Brock?
Yeah, I'm a pawn shop manager in a little town called Spring Valley, Illinois, and it was the coolest thing we've ever had in our shop. I had a customer come in with a coin that he didn't know anything about, and our coin expert looked at it, and he said, hey, send it out to NGC, which is a big grading company. And so the customer did, and it turns out it was a Discovery coin from 1822 with a cap plus quarter.
Wow.
And long story short, he sent it off to auction, and it was worth, according to him, $1.7
million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was the coolest thing we've ever seen in our shop. I think it's going to be hard to beat, but hey, you know.
That's awesome.
A pawn shop manager, it's something that we see every day. We see something unique and unusual.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, I'll bet, man.
It's not at all.
Well, you, yeah, like they say, you never know what's going to walk through the door, right? I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, I looked up 1822 quarters in general, and they're about $220. So obviously, that beats it by quite a bit.
1.7 mil.
That's
right,
awesome.
This was a special coin. This was a B3 type, which is a Discovery coin for them, and that's NGC graded it. It had nothing to do with our opinion, and man, it was unbelievable.
I think your opinion. I doubt you would have been like, it's 1.7. You'd been like, oh, I'll take it off your hand for 75
right.
cents.
Yeah, the best I could do, right? I'm just curious, how long did that process take? Like, he walked in the store, and then to get to that number, how long did that take?
He first walked in our store about 4 or 5 months ago, and over a period of, you know, several months to send it out, get graded, find out what it was, and then they did a big article on Coin World Magazine. So you can actually look it up, Google it if you want.
Awesome.
1822 B3 type, nice. Cat bus quarter. You'll see all the details on it. It's unbelievable.
Brock, awesome, man.
Thanks for the story. Sharing.
That's great. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. No
there
problem.
There you go. Brock, there you go. Did you say Spring Valley?
Millions of dollars. Yep,
love
Spring
that.
Valley.
All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, guys, I sound like a piker after this one. I had planned on just listening to your show this evening, but I finally listened to your jingle intact, okay? And I heard solid gold ruler or tape measure or something
right,
like
right,
that.
Tape measure.
I got a tape measure that's not gold, but it's more valuable to me because it belonged to my dad, who was the chief hydraulics engineer on Boulder Dam or Hoover Dam, whichever one you want to call it.
Wow.
So it goes way back when. It's made out of wood, and it's 72 inches. And it's each foot is wood, solid wood with a brass backing, if you will.
Right.
And each foot, you know, folds back and forth, if
right.
you will. So you can unfold the entire 72 inches. I personally have never seen any additional one in a pawn shop or in a collector's item area or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure
Dang,
if this
man.
Is the exact one that you
That's
had,
awesome.
But I remember my grandfather had, you know, some folding. You know, and they were probably that long as well, 72 inches. But
sure.
looking online, they're like $15, you know, if they're used. Yeah. But I mean, I obviously there could be some difference in the one you have that might make it more. But yeah.
I was just thinking.
I've got provenance on it because I have a stack of books that's probably about 8 foot tall.
Okay.
Literally.
Is there any markings at all on the actual ruler itself?
Unfortunately, I've looked under a microscope, whatever. I've seen nothing that really identifies who made it.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's got a great story. I wish I could give you better news than that.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
You betcha. Adios.
That's good stuff, man. Joe's always got great stuff.
Yep.
It's Bob got tonight. Bob, what do you want to brag about, Bob?
Yeah, I got a matchbook collection. I'm just wondering whether it's worth anything. I got all over 1,000 of these used matchbooks. There's no matches in most of them. They're from the 40s and early 50s. And you know, back then, the taverns used to have a picture of a girl on the back of their match covers.
Right.
I don't know, hundreds of those. I keep them separate out of
are
the
matches
regular collection.
Matches
are big
matchbooks?
I got them all alphabetized.
Yeah, I think everybody's drawn to a certain, you know, interest of that. I happen to, you know, collect any, like, mid-century modern type matchbooks. If they're, like, a tiki theme or something like that, I collect those. Other people, you know, collect only presidents. You know, there's all different kinds. I'm trying to look up. I mean, they do get quite a bit of money. I mean, it's going to be, like, hundreds in a lot that you'll get maybe upwards of $200-$300.
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah, you just got to, you know, be patient because they take a long time to sell, you know. And But I've sold individual matchbooks for $10, $20, $30. I'm sure some are even more. But, yeah, there definitely is a market.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, these are from all across the United States. My uncle worked in a brewery, and when the empty bottle cases
and,
would come back, you know, a lot of them were in there, and that's how he got a lot of them.
Right, and quickly, it sounds like if you got, you know, like a burlesque thing to them, they'll be worth something, and they'll probably sell faster.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rich. Rich, what do you got, Rich? What do you want to brag about?
I want to brag about my dad. He was a pitcher for the White Sox back in the late 40s, early 50s. And he has a baseball card that's a Bowman Series 1951. And the prices on those things are all over the table. They're all over the place. And mine is actually signed. There you go.
Wow.
So what can it be worth?
Wow. I'm looking that up for you.
What did you say? 1951? Mm-hmm. What's your dad's name?
Last name is Rotblatt, Rotblatt.
Rotblatt. And he was was he, a pitcher?
Pitcher, yeah.
Then looks like they're calling for Rotblatt. Yeah, sounds
about
right. Sounds
about right. actually, he faced Ted Williams 3 times, and he never got a hit off of him.
All right, yes!
Wow. There's some asking anywhere from 65 to 175, and those are graded. Let me see if any have sold recently for you.
That's
great.
I don't know if this is true either, but from Wikipedia, he listed at 5'6". He's been considered one of the shortest pitchers in Major League history. As a result, in 1951, he appeared on You Bet Your Life, the television quiz show hosted by Groucho Marx.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you know all that, Rich? You knew that?
I grew up with it. What are you talking about? That's all you ever talked about.
I don't know if, like, maybe he kept that quiet. He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
All you ever talked about.
While pitching for the 1951 Detroit Tigers, Kane walked Eddie Gaedel. That's somebody who he appeared with on You Bet Your Life, and that's the dwarf that Bill Veeck hired to bat.
Oh, interesting.
He actually had a triple play with Minnie Minoso.
Nice.
Yeah, every time we went to the park and he was confronted by Minnie, he said Minnie would always reply, "Triple play, triple play."
Nice. That's a great story.
Well, I gotta say, Rich, that's a great man. I don't know what a 1951 Rob Black goes for, but
yeah, I mean, the highest one on here is 175. Do you have it? Did you ever have it graded?
It's good condition, but but it's autographed.
Yeah, what do you do?
Everything that's on the internet, it's just, you know, as is, and mine's signed.
Right, so. Yeah, so you're definitely going to be higher. I'm thinking 300 to 400 to start and do an auction and see what would happen if you do want to sell it, but I don't think you want to sell it.
Rich, thank you for sharing your dad's story. That's awesome, man.
Hey, guys, thanks for being there. I love it, and I listen to you all the time.
Thanks.
Awesome,
take care,
thank
buddy.
You.
All right, there you go. That was good. Good stuff. Yep. All right. Let's try to go fast here because I only got 2 minutes. Wheaties box signed by the entire 92 Pittsburgh Penguins championship team. That's the wrong championship team to be flaunting in Chicago.
Yeah. I'm thinking start an auction at $100, maybe $150, and go from there.
Did you find anything on the colic? Is it colic or colic killer? Prussian colic killer?
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
And there's pictures too. Awesome.
It's a great
looking
bottle.
There's a picture of like a guy like holding the bottle and then a horse on its back. we got a picture from the George who said that the porcelain figures, Luciana Cazzola, Cazzolla. It's the supper, the Last Supper.
Last Supper,
one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking probably starting $350 auction, go from there.
And then my husband has every copy of the Mad Magazine, all in mint condition.
Yeah, and they're still getting some good money, anything Mad Magazine, as long as it's in great condition, because there's so much of that out there. I see so many Mad Magazines, and there's the board game, the card games. All that still kind of sells. National Lampoon as well still sells pretty well.
Baseball signed by the entire 1967 L.A. Dodgers.
What do we have on that?
A 1979 Indiana State University yearbook signed by Larry Bird.
That I couldn't get. The Dodgers signed baseball was in the $500 range. Oh. So not bad for a team signed ball. We talk about that all the time.
I didn't think that'd be worth anything.
Yeah.
And then finally tonight, 708, the Olympic torch used during the Torino 2006 Winter Olympics. The Olympic torch.
Yeah, I could not find that Olympics, but an Olympic torch in general recently sold for, $1,000 for the 2016 Olympics.
Wow.
So
awesome. 312-981-7200. I don't know why I give him a number because we're just out of time.
Yeah.
Henry, I wanted to get to Henry, but we're out of time. Patty's coming up here. If you could call next week, Henry. He had a picture or painting with the mobster with Al Capone.
Oh, yeah. It was last week, yeah.
No, but this is someone new, but we'll pick him up next week. How about that?
Yep, same thing with the ukulele callback.
That's right, the ukulele and some other things as well. Greg Flam, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, joins us every Wednesday for the Swap Meet. Greg, great to see you, buddy.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.